Leia found the command deck of the Admiral Akbar to be as spotless, orderly, and efficient as the rest of the Star Destroyer. The mixed species crew was both alert and focused, glancing up as she stepped out of the lift, then quickly returning to their tasks when they saw she was escorted by a detail from bridge security. Vuatu himself was in the tactical salon, the Taxow, at the back of the command deck, surrounded by his staff and studying a hollow display of the Murgo choke. An opalescent bust of the great admiral sat in a niche on the back wall, keeping a solemn watch over the entire deck, and causing a cold tingle in the middle of Leia's back. The security detail stopped outside the Taxow, where the admiral's aide, Werfel, met Leia with a disapproving sneer. He gestured curtly for her to follow, and as they approached the hollow display, Vuatu ended the discussion he was having with the staff to greet Leia with a smug grin.
"Princess Leia, you wanted to see me?"
"That's right, Admiral," Leia said. "Thank you for not making it difficult."
"Why should I?"
Vuatu asked.
"I'm as concerned as you are."
This surprised Leia. "You are?"
"Of course,"
Vuatu said.
"Even if your friends in the Stealth Xs are carrying extra air scrubbers in their cargo compartments, they must be breathing their own fumes by now. I only hope it's not too late."
Leia's surprise changed to irritation. "My friends are fine. I came to warn you that the Killix are about to contest your blockade."
"Truly? And this knowledge came to you while you were staring at the wall of your cell?"
"More or less," Leia said. "Luke reached out to me through the Force."
"Of course, your Jedi sorcery."
Vuatu considered this for a moment, then asked,
"Did your brother also reveal where to expect this threat? Or what form it might take?"
"Unfortunately, no," Leia said. "Communication through the Force isn't usually that precise. All I could tell was that Luke is very concerned."
"I see."
Vuatu's gaze slid back toward the hollow display, where the starfighter complement from both the Akbar and the Mon Mothma, well over 100 craft, were deployed in a double screening formation between the two Star Destroyers. The Admiral seemed to forget Leia for the moment and lose himself in thought. Then he abruptly looked back at her.
"Master Sebatine is more adept with the Force, is she not?"
"She is," Leia said. "That's the one reason she's a master."
"Then perhaps Master Sebatine could provide me with a more thorough report,"
Vuatu said.
"Inform her that I require her presence on the command deck."
"I've already been in contact with Master Sebatine, as I'm sure your comm officers have informed you." As Leia spoke, she was puzzling over what seemed an odd, almost desperate starfighter deployment. "She's unavailable at the moment."
"That's right," Vuatu said. "She's hunting gankers."
Leia shrugged. "There's no reasoning with her when she's hungry. Barrables like their meat fresh."
"As do we all," Vuatu said. "But there are no gankers aboard this ship, Princess Leia."
Vuatu stepped closer and spoke in a low, gravelly voice.
"Your plan is a good one, Jedi Solo, but you forget with whom you are dealing."
"My plan, Admiral?" Leia glanced back at the hollow display and realized what she was seeing. The starfighters from the Mon Mothma were carefully working their way toward those from the Admiral Akbar, slowly weaving back and forth in a tight search pattern.
"You think I'm trying to stage a diversion?"
"It will do your friends in the Stealth X's no good, of course,"
Vuatu said.
"But I am impressed with the tactical coordination you Jedi achieve with your sorcery."